Welcome back, everyone, to RTCast number 187. Or should I say, bom dia, hola? What I'm saying there is good morning or hello in Portuguese. I'm here currently in Campo Grande by the Biopark Pantanal in the Biopark, which is in mid to west Brazil, probably about 150 miles from Paraguay. And you're probably wondering, why is this happening? What's happening, Wallace? Why are you being weird? And well, that would be normal, in fairness. The reason for this is Howden have kindly supported me with some more of my travels. She's been very kind of them. Shout out Fraser, great guy, and a fantastic organisation. So, looking for any rural insurance, be sure to check them out, Howden Rural. But what we're doing here, and it's probably something that would have been nice anyway, I just hadn't really considered it, is I want to give you a little update every week of my Nuffield travels. Now, someone else to thank notably is also obviously Nuffield, the organisation itself, and the McRobert Trust, my primary sponsors that have made the fact I'm here in Brazil possible, and the fact I'm going to be in various other countries also possible. So thank you very much to them. It's been an amazing experience so far. As I said, I currently sit in the Bioparque Pantanal. If you want to look it up, it's Bioparque in Pantanal, which is Pantanel. Look up the Pantanals in Brazil. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Gutted I'm not going to be able to go to the post-tour to go and see them. So what's my last week been? My last week was landing in London about, well, a week ago yesterday, and that led on to the pre-CSC. Now, what the pre-CSC is basically we're about to go on a Nuffield international travel to whichever country, Brazil in this case, and we have to learn, we have to meet each other, we have to know who our cohort are for the UK, and we've got a great group of 22 people and myself, people from dairy, from sheep farming, looking at neurodiversity, looking at cow-calf contact, looking at education, looking at the use of peats, looking at AI and farming, so many things. I could literally go through them all. If anyone's interested, I could mention them again, but if you're interested in any of the stories, just look back at all the Nuffield interviews I've released in the last few months. I would just like to quickly interrupt the show for a minute to give you some extra information about our primary sponsors, Howden Rural, the new name for A-Plan Rural. Howden Rural provide bespoke insurance cover for farms and estates. This could be for anything from tractors and machinery to a new exciting diversification venture. Be sure to check out Howden Rural today. What we did was we started by meeting on Sunday night, just having a bit of crack. Really good to catch up with everyone. There's been an engagement since we last saw each other. And really good to see everyone. And albeit we got to know each other a little bit in Exeter in November, we only really had, three very action-packed days that didn't have much on for socialising, I guess it could be said. We just became such a close, tight-knit group, and it was really nice, and I feel like I love every single person in this group. I care about them, I want them to do well, we all look out for each other. It's just such a fantastic team, and I'm so glad to be. I'm very lucky to actually say that I'm part of it. First thing we done in the morning, the Monday, was we went to 10 Downing Street. I was in no rushy. we went to 10 Downing Street, and with that, we walked through... Well, we were in the room where Boris did his, his lockdown chats, when he came out and said, go to work, stay at home. Not go to work, stay at home, whatever it was. That was really interesting, because Robbie Moore, who's a Nuffield scholar, is now one of the DEFRA ministers. He's also the Keighley and Ilkley, I believe, is how it's said, MP. So giving us a bit of insight into how policy works, what it involves, and just how Downing Street operates was very insightful, in fairness. Whether I agree with it or not, I don't know if I do or don't, because I don't know much about policy, but it was actually interesting to see how it worked and realise that these people are in fact humans and they're not just people you can call and treat however you will. He is a hard worker. Henry Alexander, another Nuffield scholar, I think he works in policy advice, was there to also show us what was happening. from that regard, which was really interesting. Then round Houses of Parliament, which is something I've never done, and I have very little knowledge of it, as well as Downing Street, House of Commons, House of Lords, was quite good. Again, yeah, interesting, wasn't something I knew too much about. And we had a few days of speakers. We had some really good speakers, such as Tori James, who's the first Welsh woman to summit Everest. Phenomenal feat. What is it, less summiters than it has metres above sea level? Just something that's always fascinated me, absolutely fascinated me. If you want to hear a story on the podcast about someone who's been to base camp, go back and watch Bethany Welsh's episode there. Yep, so that was that. It was basically 3 days of that. We also had some media training in there. We had some, we have to write a 5,000 word report and 2 3-minute videos. Now, 2 3-minute videos is fine. It records for 180 seconds, but to actually make them mean something and try and portray your project as to what's happened, it takes a bit of time and skill. So we had a nice day, basically walking around London, seeing how we can edit video and whatnot. We had to make sure someone else was in it. Literally everyone else in the whole room took that as another Nuffield scholar that was with us. I took it as, let's go speak to a randomer in London. So that led to me speaking to Yusuf, an Azerbaijani student who is studying politics in London. He spoke about his experience in London. And then after that, I was like, oh, there's a Porsche dealership here. Wonder if I can get a seat in a Porsche. So I spoke to the dealership and he said, then you come. Come to a wee seat. We'll give you a wee shot in one of these Porsches. So that was an experience. I think I posted something on social media like, this is why you should talk to people. Always talk to strangers. I've said it for ages. Don't talk to strangers is such a stupid policy. And I stand by that. Fight me. I'll accept any battles coming my way. what was that? That was, remember that be Wednesday, I think? Yeah, that'd be Wednesday. So Thursday was quite an exciting day. We had some really good speakers. And we finished with Stephanie Berkeley and James Chapman talking Farm Safety Foundation. You might know them as Yellow Wellies. And just hearing those really harrowing numbers that we need to hear and talk about more. We really do. It's fair to assume and understand that, yes, agriculture absolutely is working in a more dangerous environment, and it's quite hard to eliminate a lot of those risks. But something's got to happen. We can't have this many people losing limbs as James did, or their life. James told his story, which I'd heard many a time for students, but to actually sort of see him say it was quite powerful. He said basically he was going over to give his mate a hand, and he said if they had told him it was going to be the whole arm, he might have said no. So quite harrowing, but he made light of it. He absolutely did, which was impressive. But the reason Thursday was so exciting was we knew it was coming in the afternoon. Once we finished with the Farm Safety Foundation, chats had, hands shook, some food eaten. Oh yeah, I should say we also spoke to the Queen's cousin, whatever. We then got on the plane, headed for São Paulo from Heathrow. Never been to Heathrow, quite a cool airport. Yeah. Headed for São Paulo and landed in São Paulo about 12 hours later, but actually local time only 8 hours later. It was 4 hours back. 3 hours back, and then the extra flight gives you an extra hour. So we're in São Paulo for a short period of time where we kind of had to do a wee bit of brisk running with the suitcases to make sure we actually made the flight, which came with somewhat of a fear, must be said. but we got there in the end. But with that, as we were getting hurried and chased through the aisles and pushed ahead of people in the queues, we bumped into some other scholars. So Peter in particular, is really sort of became our travel buddy then, and one of the 120 odd great folk that's here with us in Brazil. Then on the flight, as we'd sat down, and I saw this guy coming on, and I was like, I think I recognise you. We've got a massive WhatsApp group with everybody that's here that sent sort of their wee video saying, hi, I'm Wallace Curry, and I am a man, and this is what I do. And Nick was on, I remember Nick was on some kind of technology and sheep, and I just recognised his face, so I had a chat with him, and we all suffered an 11 and a half hour flight. There was a gorgeous wee girl, and her mum was doing so well. The wee one was just 1 and a half, and her mum was the first time she'd flown back to see her family in Brazil. And they had an extra 2 hour flight, domestic, from São Paulo to, I can't remember exactly where she'd said, Rio Havi, I think it was something like the name, but I generally can't remember. And yeah, poor wee one was crying a wee bit, but she was doing brilliantly, and had a great chat with her as we got off the plane, carried her bags and stuff. And I think I quickly realised at that point just how... Sorry, I almost tripped on a drain there. That's what that noise was. Just how friendly, generally how friendly this place was. Now, don't get me wrong, that could have been one person on a flight. Very hard to gauge anything on that. But now, as I stand here, having been here for 5 days, 4 days, I think... 4 days, 5 days, I don't know, whatever day it is, it's sunny. That is the case, you know, my guess about the kindness and the positivity around the people here was not wrong. We got the bus from Campo Grande Airport into Campo Grande. Campo Grande is about give or take, I don't know, about a million people. I think it's about 950,000, so it's not small, it's not massive. It's pretty much where it is. I think it'd be fair to say we're definitely living in the affluent area. This is not run down, it's not deprived. I did, however, see a man selling puppies at the side of the road in a cage. One has to question that fully, but it's not... We're not in any place to question culture. But I did, you probably saw the photo if you follow me on social media, of the father of said puppies, which was an absolutely beautiful dog. But I just don't know how comfortable a husky can be in mid 30 degree heat. Anyway, we got to here about 9 in the morning on the day, and that meant breakfast. I don't know if when I went up for breakfast they were trying to accommodate the fact that we had not slept and trying to treat it as dinner, because there was cake, lots of cake, which is apparently quite common here. Now, it's not common to eat what we ate, which is like, you know, 7 slices of each cake. They normally, here in Brazil, will have a coffee with a small piece of cake in the morning for breakfast. But there's continental, there's lots of absolutely, absolutely delicious fruit and cakes for days. So we had that. And by about 10 o'clock, we all decided we needed somewhat of a shower. So we all had a wee jaunt to our rooms. Had a shower, my AC wasn't working, it was a hellish night, we don't need to get into that. We got to our rooms, and by 10 in the morning, so 2 hours after we got here, we were in the pool. All good fun. Really good crack, actually. Really got to know everyone. There's only really UK scholars there at this point, so we had a chance to get to know those we had to get to know for the last week, but with no tops on, so that was fun. Made that sound weird, I didn't mean it to, I generally meant it sound funny and sound like a fucking weirdo. Anyway, we all had no tops on, that was what was happening. And anyway, in the pool, was having a good time for the best part of about 12 hours, generally not exaggerating. Wouldn't be surprised we're still there till 9. We did go a walk at one point, we found some capybaras, or as Ifan has called them, cappuccinos. We saw some gorgeous birds in the biopark where I am currently. And actually just where I am currently, as I film this, stood in the middle of the biopark. What the biopark is basically the research centre for all things fish, amphibian, all that sort of life, aquatic life. And it operates on the basis of a big a conference centre, and then I assume to allow it to sort of have an income out with governmental research funds, they've got an aquarium. And it's really pretty. I love aquariums. Fish are beautiful. Just, yeah, amazing to watch. And it looks like they're natural, whereas a lot of sort of animals held in captivity don't. But I always think fish don't look like it's changed too much. There were some caimans, there were some snakes, there were some big eels, there were some just really pretty tropical fish, mainly from Brazil, but not all. Some had been imported for the aquarium. But as I stand here, in the middle of that big biopark, there's an open bit in the middle. And I'm with tortoises around. I can't remember if I said this at the start. Tortoises, and I can see some of the fish as well, and I just want to jump in that water, which I'll probably jump into, and it'll burn your skin, because that is the case with the water here. It's ludicrous. Yeah, why was it at that? What were we at? It must have been a reason. Yeah, in the pool pretty much all day. Came out here at one point, and then the next day, when we came out here, actually, I should say, there was a downpour like I have never experienced. I generally mean that, not once, maybe once I experienced the downpour like it. But it was lovely. It was still 29, 31 degrees. And we were just out in this heavy, heavy rain. And some of the other guys didn't like it too much, but I generally really did. And walked back, jumped in the pool again once the rain had stopped. And it arguably was drier in the pool than we were in the park when it was raining. again, pool, bar by the pool. Those that drink having a fair old swally. Those that don't having a fair old amount of coke. And obviously when this is all going on, I just feel it's important to mention that we're all wearing sun cream. I feel that is very important to mention as this story might go. Not that I think anything's going to happen. as the next day of Brazil, the second day in Brazil came, by 5 o'clock we were to meet the governor, who I've just spent a fair chunk of time with his son, whose farm we will be meeting. Meeting? Do you meet a farm? Visiting tomorrow. A wee bit further west into Mato Grosso do Sul, which is the state we're in. so we had to leave the pool at about 3-4 on that day. It was Saturday. We went to the talk from the governor and we went all for dinner and all that, and it was lovely. I started to realise it was quite red, and redder than everyone else. And I was like, geez, is this sun cream like not factor 50, or what, have I bought the wrong one? It wasn't factor 50. I don't think that was the main reason. I think the main reason was it wasn't sun cream. So that caused somewhat of an issue, and much hilarity in the camp, it must be said. So I'm currently peeling, quite notably 2 days on. Next day was some big talks from some pretty influential people. We're noticing some things that is very much more men that seem to be standing up. I don't know if there's a reason for that or why that is or whatever. But we certainly noticed that some really impressive companies, some massive, massive agribusiness here. And yeah, just a lot of things to learn, a lot of things for us to teach, I'm sure, as well. But in general, just a fantastic knowledge transfer opportunity with what I think is 16 countries. I'll try. Canada, America, Chile, Argentina, Brazil. I think that's the Americas. Ourselves, the UK, Ireland, France, Netherlands. Anyone else in Europe? Don't think so. Yes, Poland, Germany, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Zimbabwe. Don't know if I've missed anyone. I may have. I mean, and I've just been, as some of you guys will know, some of you won't, this is my environment. Like, people for days, people from different cultures, people that maybe don't want to jump out their comfort zone and have to go up and speak to someone. I just want to speak to you, and I want to learn your story, and I want to hear from you, and I want to have a chat. And I've been absolutely loving the experience. It's been a lot of that. It's been a lot of inspirational speakers. It's been just a big old networking sesh. Some good fun. It's only Monday as I film this. I generally don't know what day it is. I think it's Monday. And with that, it's what that's meant is we basically have, you know, like six more days left. We've got 2 more days in Campo Granja, and then we head to Benito, which is just a little bit warmer, sitting at about 36, 37 degrees. So that's fun. I'll be no longer medium rare, just medium on its own. But tell me, I don't have much more to say. We could say a bit of crack and stuff. But tell me what you want from these. I plan on doing one every week. As my plan, doing one a week of when I travel. I'll schedule them for a wee bit later, just basically because it's a bit tricky to pop them up at the time. Tell me if you want more of these. Tell me if you would rather it was done a wee bit different. Let me know, and I look forward to sort of, what would you say? Yeah, hearing your feedback on it, and if you've quite enjoyed this. So that is me, Wallace. What do you call it? Leaving this podcast. Oh, fucking hell, I've done like 200 of these. I should know how to do this by now. That's been the first, I guess, catch up of where we are in the Nuffield experience, and we'll try and make it better in the future because I'm currently just walking around the park at the minute. Got to be a better way to do this. Catch you later for the next one. Cheers. I hope you've enjoyed another excellent episode of the R2 Cast as much as I have, and I would just like to quickly thank our primary sponsors of the show today, Howden Rural, the new name for A-Plan Rural. If you follow Howden Rural on social media, you'll see the plethora of work that they do to support this sector, and it's been a pleasure to work alongside them so far, and long may it continue. For more information about them, be sure to check out howdeninsurance.co.uk/rural, and I'll see you for the next episode.